During our strategic planning meeting, it was pointed out by city staff just how fast we're moving towards that threshold of 100,000. With that comes some additional responsibilities for council members.
Yeah.
All right. And with a pending election not that far away, really, by the time people have to post as candidates, I was discussing earlier this evening with several council members and then with Ms. Brick, Mr. Nichols, and then also with our city secretary, who is extremely knowledgeable in the area, just what those responsibilities might be. And I was asking if it might be appropriate during a workshop, which is televised, which could then be viewed by potential candidates, all right, as to what those responsibilities will be, because they will certainly fall upon our shoulders during the next election cycle.
They are slightly more onerous.
And in addition to that, and council may or may not want to go in this direction, is to look to see what cities of 100,000 to, say, 150,000, which won't take us long to get there, if you remember the projections that were given to us by city staff.
Once Northgate gets completed, all the projects that are on the board, we'll be over 100,000.
Yes, well, and we'll hit 100,000 based on the projections we heard at strategic planning within the next 2 years. So also to take a look at particularly any compensation given to the mayor in those communities.
I think that's an appropriate topic to bring up.
I've seen our mayor's diligence in attending events over and over and over again. It seems she's up before 10 o'clock, which, as we all know, is not her preference.
I have been up before 6.
And yes, you have.
Every day this week.
Oh, very good. And I've seen her at events from early in the morning till late at night, nonstop. And if she's got a little bit of that Energizer Bunny in her, well, that's what's allowing her to pursue all these things. And I think it would be and the Diet Cokes, yes, forever the Diet Coke. I think
as long
she
as
has
it's
stopped.
Not expired, it might be toxic.
Yeah, well, you never know.
It wouldn't
be the first time. But I really do think it's an appropriate topic to discuss. I'm not saying it's something we have to do. I do believe we have to take a look and have a workshop on the future responsibilities of council members.
Yeah. Okay. And I would think any compensation for any member of council would mean a charter amendment. And since we just had a charter amendment, I think we are precluded by having one for 2 years. So... That is something we can look at some point.
In that context.
Yes, and it gives us adequate time to really investigate the issue, and if we have to create another charter committee, to do so.